Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Thriller. Michael Jackson. Happy Halloween. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. How about some Disneyland tickets? Let's do this. They do spooky right at Disneyland. They do all the holidays right. We've got tickets, and all you have to do is take the code word GIFT, G-I-F-T, to RadioAlice.com. You'll be entered to win a 4-pack of tickets for the Disneyland Resort, and you'll also qualify for the grand prize vacation, which includes a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is GIFT. Got to take that to RadioAlice.com all day long today, on 5 after until 6:05 p.m., we've got code words for you, so there's a chance to win every hour. It's Halloween, and I've got some spine-chilling Hollywood coincidences that are way too disturbing to be random.
All right.
Brittany Murphy. Brittany Murphy died just before Christmas in 2009. She was,
That whole story is just weird.
It's a crazy
and
story.
And you're involved in it.
How am I involved in it?
Well, like, right before she died, didn't Hooman drink tea off her foot?
So Hooman's involved in it. I had nothing to do with Hooman drinking tea. He was going to lick her toes, and she said, okay,
Brittany Murphy.
Brittany Murphy. She said, let me rinse them with some tea. And I guess he licked the tea off of her toes, sucked her toes.
But that was on the air.
No.
It wasn't on the air.
It was, he did an interview with her, and I believe that he did play back the audio.
Okay,
so
that was on the air. Like, Why would you wouldn't do that if you weren't on the air?
Right. Why would you let Hooman suck your toes, I guess, is the question here. So Brittany Murphy, who, I don't know, maybe, do you know who Brittany Murphy is?
I mean,
you were just a kid when she died. But I want to say wasn't she the chicken Clueless that Cher makes over? And then she did a couple of other movies.
I think she was on the verge of becoming a star.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
I mean, you know.
Right. Well, she was a smaller star, not a mega star or anything. She was not Alicia Silverstone.
I actually know her from Boy Meets World.
Oh.
She was in a few episodes of that. And Uptown Girls is a big one for people my age with what's her face?
So she died in 2009, just before Christmas. The official cause of death was pneumonia, but iron deficiency anemia and multiple drug intoxication, I guess it was over-the-counter medication and her prescribed medications, were also contributing factors. And then, less than 6 months later, her husband, Simon Monjak, died of pneumonia and anemia in the same house. What? They actually say that Brittany Murphy hated that house and thought it was unlucky. Britney Spears previously owned it.
Didn't they find it in a state, like an unlivable state as well?
It had mold. His mother said There was severe mold in the house that caused him to hallucinate. And Brittany Murphy's mother later also came to believe the mold theory. The coroners did not find any evidence of mold in either autopsy.
I have a friend who owns a home here in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And it's a duplex. And she had to gut the whole thing. She didn't live in it for over 2 years
while
she was renting a room from someone else while they had to get this mold out of this house she was living in, and it made her super sick.
Oh, like so she had moved in and then started
was living
to feel
there
sick.
And had, like, she had a bike accident and started to attribute it to her fall before they went on to realize, and then there was COVID happening at the same, like, this was all recent, fairly recent, and so they couldn't sort of determine, and then when they found the mold in the house, they went, that is what your problem was.
Oh my God.
The whole
God.
Time. And it was bad enough that it took a couple years to not just get it out, but then remodel and make the house livable. They had to tear all the drywall out. And so that
what
can
a
be
a nightmare.
It can be a major thing.
Right.
For sure.
Well, they say they didn't find any in the autopsies, but who knows? Just breathing it in, maybe you wouldn't find it. I don't know. I guess maybe they'd find spores. Next up, creepy Hollywood coincidences. Wah-ah-ah. James Dean, died at the age of 24 after crashing his Porsche, into a sedan at an intersection. He was actually on his way to a car race at the time in a brand new $7,000 Porsche. And here's where it gets creepy. James Dean had dinner with acting legend Alec Guinness, who's Obi-Wan Kenobi,
the original trilogy
of Star Wars.
Right.
He had dinner 1 week before, James Dean and Alec Guinness. Alec Guinness, I would assume, was a young dude at that time.
And we're not talking about the Sausage King. We're talking about the actor.
We're talking about the actor James Dean.
Okay.
Yes. Rebel without a cause.
Got it.
He has sitting having dinner with a young Alec Guinness a week before the crash, and James Dean had shown Alec Guinness the convertible and said, this thing can go 150 miles an hour. Guinness asked if he'd driven it yet, and Dean had said no. Alec Guinness is the one who tells the story. Some strange thing came over me. Some almost different voice. He says he told James Dean not to ever get in that car and then looked at his watch. He said, if you get into that car at all, it's now Thursday, 10 p.m. at night. And by 10 o'clock at night, next Thursday, you'll be dead if you get in that car.
Alec Guinness said that to him.
He said he doesn't even know what, it's like another voice came out of him. Dean did not listen and died 1 week later on that Thursday. Wow. Guinness says it was one of those odd things. It was a very, very odd, spooky experience. I can imagine. In further creepy coincidences, there were rumors that Dean's car was haunted. First, it crushed the legs of a nearby mechanic after rolling off the back of a truck following the accident. Next, after the car's parts were unassembled and placed in other cars, many of those cars were part of deadly crashes. And a truck transporting the car's base frame suddenly skidded into a deadly crash. And to top it all off, the rest of the car, the remains of it, was missing from the crash site.
Scared.
I know. It's super scary. It's difficult to find the original source, according to this buzz. And by the way, there are tons of these, and I put them up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
You know what? I'm such a skeptic, and I don't mean to be, but it's just I'm
me
natural.
Too. I'm with you.
But there's OB Ben, and I'm thinking, how many other things has he predicted?
Like, is that this he tells you about years later?
Is this his move? Is this an actor thing? Like, what's her name, Monet? Well, I went back to the 70s and watched David Bowie perform live. I saw one of the most famous tours of all time. I was backstage hanging out.
We were just hanging. I was just vibing with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Janelle. Got
it. At least Alec is putting a little work into, these ridiculous stories that he's coming up with. BuzzFeed is saying it's hard to find the original source on this, but John Lennon told a reporter in 1965, we'll either go in a plane crash or we'll be popped off by some loony. Not that difficult of a prediction. And in 1980, he was shot and killed by a loony, a fan seeking fame. Mark David Chapman, who is still, he comes up every year for parole, and Yoko Ono goes in and says, please don't. Mm. Please leave him in. Princess Diana was reportedly afraid that she'd be killed in a car accident. Her butler said she wrote him a note claiming someone had, and apparently he had the note. It, like, it was entered into evidence after the whole thing happened. Her butler said she wrote him a note claiming someone had a plot to, quote, cause an accident in my car, brake failure, and serious head injury in order to make the path clear for Charles to marry. This concern was corroborated by some, I don't know, Majesty magazine editor-in-chief, some royal watcher. King Charles III was actually questioned over the letter. Like, why would she have written this? Because this is exactly what happened to her. Investigators found no other evidence to suggest Charles could have done such a thing, although the Queen could have. The famous 1997 accident that killed Diana, along with two other occupants of the car, was officially caused by the driver's speed and the fact that he was driving under the influence and they were trying to get away from the paparazzi.
Well, that I remember that very much in that, as the story was told, I thought, and then we found out he was drunk. We didn't know right away,
right.
But the driver, like, dude, stop the car. Let them out. Let them take pictures. Do whatever you don't run through this. You're going to kill somebody or yourselves.
Right.
And create a bigger scene by far than what these clowns that want their photo for the sun or whatever the rags in England are.
Right.
Like, there's no reason to be doing 100 something miles per hour and crash into a wall.
Right. There is no, you're right.
Like over trying to hide her from the, besides you're in a limo with tinted wind, like just drive.
Go along.
Who cares?
Right. No, you don't have to let anyone into the car. Don't open the doors
but,
for
you
them.
Know, in moments you definitely can find yourself caught up in them, you know, where you go, I gotta, and if they would have just stopped for 1 second and said, wait a minute, they're not chasing us with guns.
Right. Run.
We're not running for our lives. We don't
He's
need to do
again.
That. And then it ended up being for their lives.
Right. Mark Twain predicted his own death. He was born around the time of Halley's Comet's perihelion, which, didn't you just tell me what perihelion meant?
No.
And that came up in like a fast fact or
oh,
something.
Maybe. I don't remember though.
Like at its point where it's the closest to the sun.
Oh, as it goes around the back of the sun, I think was the story.
Yeah. So he was born around the time of Halley's Comet. So this was 1835.
The perihelion is the point in an orbit where an object like a planet or a comet is closest to the sun.
Mm. Wait, it literally just came up on the show the other day.
Give her $50.
I listened to you.
Okay.
Plus it was about space. So I was,
yeah.
You know, fully.
I know you're into that.
Fully involved. You had my full attention. So Mark Twain was born in 1835. He was born around the time of Halley's Comet's perihelion. And Halley's Comet is the one. That's the only one we know about. There's the only one we ever talk about.
Was that, is that 80 years?
I think it is 80 years.
Yeah.
The next time it came around was 1910. So it's 75 years? I don't know.
75, yeah.
Okay. So he comes into the world. This is Mark Twain. He was born at the time of Halley's Comet in 1835. And he says, it's coming again, and I expect to go out with it. Here, he says.
Oh, he came in with it. I get it. Okay.
He says, the Almighty has said, no doubt. Now here are these two unaccountable freaks. They came in together. They must go out together.
Hmm.
His death came a day after Halley's Comet's next perihelion, April 21st, 1910.
That's so beautiful.
It would not actually have been visible at its closest point to Earth or at its closest point to Earth for about a month. But it was, I don't know, what does that mean? It was on the far side of the sun. But he predicted his own death.
All right.
Or maybe, you know, he gave up at the time. And that's what, you know, I want to die at this point. I want this to be the time. It was originally believed that, moving on to the next one.
All right.
These are just, you know, spooky Hollywood coincidences.
Spooky.
Because it's Halloween. It was originally believed that Bruce Lee's death from brain swelling was caused by an allergic reaction to the painkiller Equagesic, which he took after a headache. Several months earlier, though, he'd actually almost died from brain swelling. In that incident, it seemed to have been caused by heat stroke. He had a reduced ability to deal with heat because he'd had his sweat glands removed from his armpits so that he wouldn't have sweaty pits on screen.
Get out!
So essentially, his later death may have actually been caused by pressure to appear perfect on screen.
I have never heard of someone getting their sweat glands removed. Have you?
I have not. I've heard of people Botoxing sweat glands.
Okay, but that's new. That's not, that yeah. wasn't around in that.
No, and know, I'm looking at a picture of him. He's covered in sweat and there is no sweat dripping down from his armpits.
What?
There are also theories that his death was caused by drinking too much water. That on top of the heat stroke, he, you know, they do say if you drink too much water, it's actually, it stops having a good effect and can have a bad effect.
They do that surgery.
Oh, they do.
A sweat gland removal, also known as hyperhidrosis surgery, a procedure where you reduce excessive sweating in the armpits by removing.
Wow.
Wow.
I think of sweat glands as being like, not like a sack of sweat, but like something that's like sort of in, you know, completely a part of your epidermis or you or whatever.
I don't know. But
like,
that
how
is...
would you, how do you have to individually remove little sweat? I don't understand how that could be done.
Someone I know very well, and I don't know if they could do anything for his hand, but he's got sweaty hands.
Botox.
And he's like, when you see him or when you meet him, he will always say, listen,
you don't wanna.
I have sweaty hands.
I've heard of people getting it for their Botox for their hands.
Okay.
And for their feet. People with really stinky feet or really sweaty feet, you can get it done.
Susan could use that.
Oh, well, there you go.
For the feet or for the hands?
One time we went on a run and then later in the day we were going to do something active. And I was like, and he was like trying to figure out what shoes to wear. And I said, why don't you just wear your sneakers? He's like, I can't, like they're drying. I'm like, they're drying? Most people don't need to dry their shoes in between wears.
Get out!
Yeah. Wow.
They were that sweaty.
Yeah, that's one of those things. Like this guy, he didn't want to have to tell you every time you saw him and went to put out your hand, but he would say, it's just the way it is. Don't tell me what to do. I'm just telling you, let's not.
Right.
Hi, good to see you.
Fist bump.
Right.
The COVID chicken wings.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
I liked that.
Me too. I predicted that handshaking would be a thing of the past after COVID, but
it kind of should be. I mean, it's definitely in business, especially it's so expected and so just done.
I'd be good with it going away. Yeah. And it's not, I know we all use our hands for too much to be touching each other with, you know, but I also know that it's disrespectful if someone puts out their hand to not to.
Right.
So you just do.
Yep. Exactly. And it is like beaten into us. Like when someone puts out a hand, I feel like it would be the height of rudeness to not take their hand.
If I can, like, and I'm meeting someone random, like I recently sold a surfboard and the guy comes walking up and he's like, hey, before he even had a chance, I just put out my fist.
Yeah.
Fist bump. Like that's the easiest way to.
And I feel like most people are doing that now.
They get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just a get bump. Out in front of it kind of thing. I don't know this guy. I don't want to say anything. Bump.
Back to the Lees, Bruce and Brandon Lee. His death is also he died under tragic, strange circumstances. The Crow, 1994. That was a movie, which I think still came out, even though he'd been shot during it.
It did come out. Yeah.
Brandon Lee was killed when co-star Michael Massey shot him with an improperly loaded prop gun. He was almost done filming the movie, and it was the last scene he had to film involving weapons.
I've never heard that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Bruce Lee, his dad's last film, Game of Death, involved an actor being shot on set. Also in The Crow, Lee's character is killed before he can marry his fiance, and the same happened with Brandon, who meant to get married to his fiance went, oh, well, I don't understand that one. Did you know this? I had never heard this. I love Sanford and Son. Red Fox was the star of that. Mm-hmm. He'd always be like, oh, Elizabeth, I'm coming home.
Yeah, I'm having a heart attack. Yeah, I was having a heart attack. It.
His character, Fred, often faked heart attacks. And then while rehearsing a scene in The Royal Family, he began to experience, which must have been one of the episodes or something, he began to experience a real heart attack. And due to his past role, everyone thought he was joking.
Oh, no.
It was real. And he died.
That's tragic.
I know. Horrible.
What are the chances?
They're very low. That you die of the thing that you've been faking the time.
This is crying wolf.
I'll squeeze this. It is right.
He goes. Oh, he's doing the bit again.
You got to learn that lesson at a young age.
You sure do.
You know what? There's a bunch more of these, so I put them up at the ceremony Facebook page. Nice creepy little Hollywood coincidences for your Halloween pleasure. What's coming up in the news, Finn?
Nerd news and monkeys after these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Roar! Roar! Roars the mash.
It's Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, it must be Halloween if we're playing the monster mash. Oh, do it again.
It's Halloween.
Oh, it's Halloween.
Oh, that was fun.
Did you make that?
I did.
Oh, adorable.
I tried.
That's very nice. All right, we've got, let's see here, Bad Advice is back. And we would love to take on your problems. You think you got a problem? Don't worry about it. We'll fix it. Daddy and mommy are here. We'll fix it for you.
Anytime.
Yep. So email your problems. Give us all the info to badadvice973@gmail.com. And by the way, advice is spelled with a C. There was a lady who she wrote me on badadvice973@gmail.com. And she goes, I tried to email you like 10 times and I kept spelling it bad advice until she finally figured out what it was. So bad advice, 973@gmail.com. And then listen on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock and see if we solve your problem.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by my friends at Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. Lease a 2025 Mustang Mach-E. That's what I'm driving.
Yeah,
it is a great car.
Gorgeous.
2025 Mustang Mach-E Premium with extended range for just $299 a month at Frontier Ford. Hundreds of new and pre-owned Fords in stock and ready to roll. Go check them out. If you're in the market for a car, you have to go at least give Ford, Frontier Ford in Santa Clara, a look. They also have a great service department. Find Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek in Santa Clara or online at frontierford.com. World Series Game 6 is tonight at 5. Niners play this weekend in New York, Sunday at 10 a.m. I did this out of order a little bit. I usually like to start with the weather. We are overcast right now in downtown San Francisco, but we should see mostly sunny skies. Mid-70s is your high today, pushing 80 by Sunday.
Sounds good.
Nice weekend ahead. Mm-hmm. And tonight's sunset is about 10 after 6, and last light is about 20 to about a quarter to 7. So if you're looking for dark and you're timing your dinner,
right,
that's where you're at. 7 o'clock, you'll have pitch. It'll be black.
Right.
Time to hit the road. Science! We'll begin with some nerd news, everyone.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
In Halloween news, a study found bats glow green after they've after they're exposed to ultraviolet light.
Oh, they do.
A study out of Wednesday found some spiders build complex decorations in their web to help them sense vibrations and find prey.
Oh, well.
Spiders are very weird.
I love spiders.
I pulled one. I saw one in the bathtub the other day, and just as I was using the restroom, and I went, oh, you dummy.
I know.
You're never going to get out of there. But I was busy, and I just left. And then I didn't go back to that bathroom for a little while, and I went back in there, and he was still in there.
Oh, and I went. Then did you save him?
I did save him.
Oh, good.
I got a magazine and scooped him up and walked him outside and put him down and went, wow, you made it that long all by yourself sitting there.
He was so scared.
I mean, I'm sure there's not complex thoughts happening there, but complex decorations in the web are happening there, everybody.
Spiders are amazing.
Mm-hmm. A study on psychopaths.
Oh, we should study them.
Pinpointed a key difference in how their brains are structured.
Oh.
There's a part of the brain associated with decision-making and rewards, and psychopaths, it's about 10% bigger.
Oh.
I was reading a story. You know the I think Charlize Theron got an Academy Award or a nod, at least, a nomination for that movie Monster.
Yes.
About that, they call her the scariest female serial killer of all time.
She was like one of the only female serial killers.
Right. And she was saying, you need to put me down, because if you put me out, I'm going to go kill people. I am made of hate. Mm. And these are quotes from a person. Like, you just go, yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really bad. You're actually calling yourself.
There's something really wrong
with
me.
All filled
deep
up
down
with hate
inside.
Yes.
Yeah. If you let me out, I'm just going to kill more people.
Yep.
So that'll be on you.
Oh,
wow. Damn.
It's super creepy. I was reading it just going, not even trying to get out.
Mm-mm. Well,
don't let me out.
Maybe she felt like, look, I'll kill a few of the people in here if you want. And, you know, give me a shiv. I can take care of some stuff.
A study found most people who think they can't tolerate gluten probably can. They're just having a bad reaction to something else in their food.
Oh.
So unless you have celiac disease, gluten may not be the real issue.
Oh.
But we know that that took on a life of its own.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when that was, the 90s? And just became the...
I feel like it was even later than that. I mean, I'd barely heard of
the 2000s, and, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And it seemed like all of a sudden everybody was like, oh, yeah, that's bad. You can't have that. But some people just can't process it. I have a friend who has actual celiac, and she's like... She goes, I need to read the label. I'm so sorry, but if it was even made in a place that processes... these other things, I can't eat it. Or I'll just be in your bathroom all night.
No.
Yeah.
Is this a sign of the future? Advertising works. We know that.
We
That's what we do here on the radio. We fund our business through advertising.
Yep.
And it works.
It does.
And we know that it works. Yep. A man goes viral for selling ads on his tuxedo to help pay for the wedding.
Oh.
Is it wrong?
No.
Oh. I actually feel like advertising is, not only does it work, it's important and it lets me know the things I might want to try. But I never loved that they put the new another logo on the Warriors jerseys or the soccer teams that have. I realize you have to be able to pay for the things that you're,
right,
you know, doing. But I always felt like, oh, right on the unis now.
Right.
Okay.
Well, all over the outside of the car. And
now if you look at the World Series tonight, there's a company, it's a workwear company called Strauss on every team's helmet, every player's helmet, every team's helmet.
Wow.
Strauss. You'll see it tonight if you watch the game. So weird. I went and looked them up and went, these guys had the money to, what must they have charged for that? I don't know. But they're on
what
every helmet.
What does Strauss do?
The workwear.
What?
Like
is that
Dickies. Like, you know, you see the pants I wear
clothing.
All the time. Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's like they're Strauss. Basically like Dickies.
Is it a spinoff of Levi Strauss?
No.
Okay.
Not that I can tell. Anyway.
How interesting. But look at that. You looked it up.
I did.
You'd never, ever heard of
it. And then after I looked it up, it was all in my Instagram.
Of course
it
was.
Oh, okay, great.
Well, they know I'm interested in this.
Police in Ontario are investigating a trailer containing a large amount of whipped cream being stolen on Wednesday.
Don't say anything. Don't talk.
The trailer was loaded with... Oh, it's you too?
What? No.
No.
Who would ever think that? Why would you ever say that? I don't understand.
I don't know how you end up with $80,000 in whipped cream, but that's what was in the trailer that was stolen.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to find that. You know, they should just stop looking.
Yeah, they should probably, you know, sometimes you just got to chalk it up to just a loss. Take the loss.
Cost of doing business.
That's right.
The refrigerated trailer with 30 pallets of gaily whipped cream inside was hooked up to another vehicle and driven off.
Oh, can I ask? I have a couple questions about this.
Yeah, you can
suspicious
ask all the things
that
you want.
We don't know anything about.
That we know nothing about.
Right.
We're talking about like in those whipped cream dispensers, the thing with the nitrous oxide capsule in there that.
You tell
like,
me you are the
I'm
whipped
just
cream.
I don't know Gaily whipped cream.
I don't know him either. I
Sounds
don't even
super
know.
Happy.
I knew Ready Whip as a
oh yeah
as
Ready
a youngster.
They started having to lock that up around my house.
Yeah, well, because we wouldn't even leave the store with it. You'd just hit it and then walk off.
Oh, I would never do that. God, you were such a punk.
What are you talking about?
I wouldn't do that. I'd buy it. I'd buy like all of them. Oh, how many are there? Let's get all of those. I have a party tonight.
They weren't on to you.
I'm sure they were.
Oh.
But they sold it to me.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about.
So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, real quick warning for the parents out there in the worlds, and it's just one of those things that I'm like, okay, I'll read this. This Halloween, state and local government officials, as well as law enforcement officials, are warning parents to check the candy your kids get to make sure they don't get any cannabis gummies.
Oh.
I believe no one would do that because they've just spent way more money than candy should go for.
Yeah.
And so I don't imagine that's going to happen. But anything loose, you're not going to want to give to the kid. And you already know that.
Yeah.
But I'm just reminding you that the gummies do look like candy, and a kid would, if they found it, eat it. So you got to be careful. And if, again, I don't see anyone giving that out.
Yeah.
It's got to cost 10 times what candy costs, doesn't it?
Easily that, right? I would think. I mean, and plus, you bought it for you, didn't you?
I don't know.
What are you doing? Why would you? Nobody wants to. Maybe it comes in little. It is packaged now. You buy it in little packages. I wonder if you gave it out by mistake or your kid thought, oh, look, this candy. I'll put it in the dish.
I mean, if it was
you
in the,
be checking
if
their
it's
candy
in the
anyway.
Package, then you should be able to see what you've been given. I'm more worried or concerned, and they are too, about just the separate individual gummies not being identified. And then you would
just pop it in your mouth
find out
and be
the
like,
hard way your kid's now on what appears to be an LSD trip.
Mm.
Not good.
That is the level of highness that people get now.
That's
like
what I've heard.
Today's weed is just over the top. Potent.
Most suburbs have an abandoned Kmart or Joann Fabrics or Sears store that sits dormant most of the year until
Halloween,
when the Spirit Halloween store takes over.
Mm.
I remember we got a story about it, and I haven't seen it yet. Maybe this will be the year. They were going to do a Spirit Christmas store.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yes, you definitely mentioned that.
And we haven't seen it yet.
Right.
So maybe this Christmas, I don't know, but there's the same level of participation and decoration happens.
Right.
Why wouldn't you?
And the ugly sweaters on display.
And all of the,
ornaments
and stuff. I would imagine that would be a huge win.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know, but a pet monkey got loose in one of the Spirit Halloween stores in Plano, Texas.
Oh,
and spent
a monkey?
30 minutes swinging from the rafters and poles. At first, people were like, is this a bit? Why are we watching a monkey swing from the...
Like a little one, capuchin or something?
It doesn't say what kind it was, but they say that the monkey got spooked by an animatronic display inside the store and took off from the owner. Employees weren't able to corral the monkey and police were called. Eventually, the monkey's owner got the monkey to take a bribe, a cookie.
Oh, it wasn't a banana?
No. Mm.
I just assumed. Yeah. Very stereotypical monkey wants the banana.
It was a cookie, but you're right.
Mm.
The go-to would be a banana,
right.
Wouldn't it?
That's what I was picturing waving around. You know, come on down, monkey. Marcel, get down here.
Friends, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Season one.
The monkey was not hurt, and neither was anyone else, and they were able to get the monkey back with a cookie, maybe banana bread type cookie. Who knows? But it all worked out. Thank goodness.
Phew.
Yeah. Let me see if I have any more scary ones.
That would be fun, though, to be just randomly in Texas and watching a monkey swinging from the rafters. I'd be like, yeah, this is not something you see every day.
It's a moment, sure.
Yeah. Everybody, I'm sure, had their cameras out.
Most neighborhoods in America are going to host Halloween trick-or-treating tonight, so if you've waited until now to Google costume ideas, you're behind. The National Retail Federation put out lists of the top Halloween costumes this year for children, adults, and pets. And
what are we all wearing?
For kids, Spider-Man, a princess, a witch, a ghost, a superhero. By the way, I had a whole story on it. Maybe I will do it, but there's warnings about, you know, don't go to work and get yourself in trouble with your costume today.
Oh.
Be very careful.
The slutty nurse costume like
you,
is not.
You know, I get it. You want to do
you
something
have
like
fun.
That.
You
they're
right.
out on the town and you want to be controversial. All right, I guess.
Oh, you're saying like
don't wear that thing
on,
to work.
Yeah.
Like, really, be smart. Don't get yourself fired going into the holidays because you thought you'd be hysterical.
I'm so funny. It's amazing.
There's some guy on the highway turning around right now.
I hope so.
Oh, okay. Man.
I hope you do. I don't want you to lose your job.
Yeah, think twice. Go as a pirate. Go as
a witch.
That's the only one.
A vampire. A pirate is high on the list.
A ghost.
A cat or Batman. Superman. Mm. Ghosts are on the list. Adam's family.
Oh, yeah.
Zombies.
I wonder what Jane will wear today. Like, will she be Morticia or Elvira? She loves both of them.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't ask her. Jane.
Jane, will you be Morticia or Elvira this year? I'll ask her.
She should go as Wednesday. I think she'd pull that off nicely.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. She's got all the clothes for it.
By the way, did you see what Sydney Sweeney went as last night?
I didn't.
She went as a naked lady.
Oh,
when you see the dress she's wearing, you will not believe it.
People are mad because it was at like a, you know, woman's empowerment thing that she, and then there she is naked. And I guess I was like, well, she's certainly using her superpowers.
It's full on see-through.
Yeah.
Full on.
It's a good look. I mean, if you're looking to not be wearing anything. Solid.
So you did see it. Okay.
I like it.
I like it too.
I feel empowered.
Okay. That's great.
Let's just, too bad. We're going to wear our transparent outfits tomorrow, aren't we? So we won't be here for that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
800-400.
Oh, we enjoy our whipped cream.
36.
Sarah.
What?
3697. That's our text number. And Bob is on the show.
Yeah. They don't want whipped cream. They want the drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, they're for the nitrous.
I think it is. It said it was pallets. I looked it up. I do think it's canisters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you think they're going to sell that to kids? Like, why can't
or
people just buy?
They're about to have Party Central for months to come.
Or there's a dead show somewhere nearby.
Right. There you go.
Interesting. Very interesting. I love all the Halloween music playing this morning. We moved to Boulder, Colorado years ago, but still love tuning in to Sarah and Vinny's show.
Oh,
707.
You.
Thanks a lot, really.
Oh, I have an answer from Jane on my text machine.
Oh.
So what do you guys think? Is she going to be Morticia or Elvira?
Elvira.
Morticia.
Morticia.
Oh,
she's
going to
be Morticia
goodness.
This
All
year.
Right.
Yeah, well, she's very top of mind this year.
Morticia is.
Vinny, you were talking about the wheat allergy, the gluten allergy.
Uh-huh.
Some people think it's because of the way the gluten is processed in the United States, the way we process our wheat. That creates like the extra allergy. This person said there's a restaurant in Campbell that uses flour from Italy and people who ordinarily can't eat gluten eat their pizza just fine.
Wow.
I've heard that too. Actually, when people go to Europe, they're like, oh, I've been eating pasta for every meal and I've lost. I don't know why they're British when they're over there. But
no, they just don't.
I've lost 10 pounds. I'm like, yeah, that's not because, yes, the food might be different, but also it's because you're walking 40,000 steps
a day.
Yeah,
you're a tourist. Right, 11 miles a day.
Barcelona.
That's fun.
Roma.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Disneyland tickets, plus the best horror movies of the past 20 years.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you, with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.